test of the emergency alert system. WTIC, Hartford.
Okay, we're back now.
All right.
High excitement there.
And then we also have to talk, we can take one or two of these calls if you want, but we also have to talk about Porter Goss, who is just turns out the director of the CIA is a total puss. That
pretty much sums it up.
That's what I take from this news story. I mean, he basically, I'm reading from another publication, but he says CIA Director Porter Goss told an audience at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library that the job is hard. The jobs I'm being asked to do, the five hats I wear, are too much for this mortal. I mean, did James Bond say things like this? I'm a little amazed at the workload. Suck it up. You're the director of the CIA. I mean, you're not supposed to go up there and say, I can't do this, it's too hard. And then he also says, he's asked about the newly installed intelligence director, John Negroponte. He says, this deposition, quote, has a huge amount of ambiguity in it. I don't know by law what my direct relationship is with John Negroponte. Ask somebody. Don't go give speeches where you say you don't know what you're doing.
Even if you don't know, shut up.
Yeah, and don't act like such a total puss. You're like the head of all the spies and everything like that.
Why would anybody do that anyway?
Yeah.
Why would you say that if you didn't, even if you're with the most overworked person in the world? Why would you admit to something like that?
Why don't you do like what most people do in big organizations? Cover up your liabilities.
Right.
Don't dip at them. We need a show of strength from Porter. All right, anyway, maybe we should take a caller.
You know what they need?
What?
A consultant.
We need a consultant. A toughness consultant.
Okay.
Where was Tom Marzullo in there.
Well, exactly. That's the end.
Kick ass and thick name.
And you got it. What do you want to start?
You go ahead and pick.
Okay. Joe in Southington. Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Big news. The Bain Group's going to possibly buy the NHL for $3.5 billion.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, I hope it happens. And you know the first thing they're going to do is?
What? They're going to bring the Whalers back to Hartford.
Absolutely. And then the second thing is they're going to fire Gary Bettman.
Uh-huh.
So
you're excited because you think that someone's going to buy the entire NHL, and then the first thing that they'll do is bring back the Hartford Whalers?
Of course. And we're going to have the
Brass Fidanza. And you're playing Brass Fidanza in the background?
Of course.
You really have to get help.
Why? The Whalers are great. They got to come back.
You've got to get in therapy.
All right. That was certainly interesting. You realize a couple of different groups have toying with buying the National Hockey League
for
$3.5 billion.
Yeah. Why would you want to buy something that doesn't work?
I wouldn't myself.
Right. No, he's a one mammal guy.
Of course, how do you think that makes the cows feel? You know.
You know, I just read this. I read like all important books many years after they're fashionable. But I read this much hyped book about the our war in Afghanistan called Charlie Wilson's War.
Oh yeah.
And to cut to the only important thing, we sent the Mujahideen, of course, the people who are now killing us in Iraq. We sent them all these Tennessee mules, like 6,000 Tennessee mules, and it turned out they thought this was like, you know, sort of conjugal gifts from the American people. So the CIA cable traffic was full of all these accounts of the Muj, as they called the Mujahideen. Their curious sort of mating and dating rituals with the gifts from the American people. But your FCC license remains intact.
Yeah. They thought these were sort of mail order brides or something that they were getting?
Exactly. It's the Mujahideen equivalent.
My lonely nights are over. Okay.
You know, they just actually closed the... This is probably a 9/11 detail that might have escaped both you and your listeners, but I don't... I mean, are you aware that, according to the Boston Herald, you know, one of America's most reliable news sources, you know, four of the hijackers had sexual dalliances here in Boston, you know, before they got in the airplane?
We knew that they went out to strip clubs and stuff like that.
They were supposedly at a motel restaurant called the 99 in Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
Where I live, and actually the hotel has just been closed down.
Well, actually, 99 restaurants, they're kind of trying to use that as a slogan, like, if it's your last meal on earth, wouldn't you want to have it here?
Yes, I hope they're not one of your huge advertisers.
They are one of our huge advertisers. They sponsor things here and stuff like
Excellent.
That. So thanks for bringing that up.
Can I get like a trite column in next Tuesday's paper about all the people who turned prison to their benefit, or will that be like too old a story?
I think that's sort of true, actually. We were suggesting yesterday that our governor, who's about to go to prison, you know, when he gets out, maybe he could have like a little reality show or something like that, you know, where he sends people out to get, you know, charter jets and strippers for them and then fires them if they don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, I've compiled, with the help of people who actually think for a living, it's quite an impressive list, I mean, from Malcolm X to St. Paul to Nelson Mandela, for whom prison has been a really good thing. And I hope, can you mention the one historical individual in the 20th century who got a huge bestseller out of his prison time?
Charles Colson? I don't know. Who did?
Well, no, definitely Charles Colson. It was a key turning point. But, yeah, the penniless Viennese artist, Adolf Hitler, had plenty of time to think about his plan for the master race.
Well, you would have to sort of divide everybody up into people who found Jesus and people who didn't, you know, and anyway, we have to go, and it's probably a good thing. Alex Beam for the Boston Globe, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, Bruce, hey, Colin, thank you both very much.
Bye-bye.
All right.
C'est vraiment le seul défaut que je garde. Ma demande des mois turbains, c'est une vie de galérien. Mais quand je sors avec Hildegard, c'est toujours moi qu'on regarde. Je suis snob, foutrement snob.
You know, that old commercial where Troy Brown and Ray Bork are fighting over the blanket is sort of more poignant now that both of them may be sleeping on the subway grate. It's time for Sports Artois, the very French sports discussion segment of Mr. Ambrosio, Mr. Bruce Evans, and myself, Louis Gascon de la Mer.
Boy, it's the first time the Whiz Kids have been back together in a while.
I know. We're thrilled to have all three of us here, because you're not really here.
No, I'm over in the beautiful Batcave Studios at NBC 30. Where I'll be performing on TV at 6 and 11.
Why are you doing that?
Well, so Kevin can have a couple of days off.
Kevin, just the pressure has gotten to Kevin?
Well, but working with you for over the past couple of days has pretty much made him an emotional wreck.
He's been a little twitchy lately.
He's always a little twitchy. He's just twitchier now.
So you get into the Hall of Fame now for not using steroids?
Well,
he did his 370 home runs and had seven consecutive seasons with more than 100. Yeah, here's the Ask Mr. Ambrosio.
Thank God. But you know, let me just say, that Mr. Ambrosio's been off for so long, I may not be able to come up with the answer immediately.
All right. Dear Mr. Ambrosio, there are frogs and snakes and birds that come in green, but why is there no mammal with green fur?
I don't like spiders and snakes, but that ain't what it takes to love me like I want to be loved by you. Remember that song? That was a good song. Could you repeat the question, please? I just did that to buy a little time.
Dear Mr. Ambrosio, snakes and frogs and birds do come in green.
Right.
Why are there no mammals with green fur?
Basically because of the excretory system that the mammals have that prohibits green materials from staying in their system any longer than approximately 12 hours at a time. All those other creatures of the wild that you mentioned maintain green matter in their system.
They hold the green stuff in. And
yes, exactly. Yeah, it does. It turns them green from the inside out. Mammals, unfortunately, can't maintain that green matter because of their nervous system and their digestive system. Therefore, no green mammals. Glad to be back. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you on TV and at 6:10 on Sports Talk. Bye.
Really has not declined in the last 10 years of its incidence level.
Starting from the time she was a little girl, Rebecca Lobo used to have a milkshake every day with a rye. I get it. You know what she is today? An overweight housewife, actually.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But it's a good thing for you.
And that will come back to haunt you.
Yeah, and I miss the Caesar salad. Caesar salad used to be made with a raw egg at tableside, and they won't do that anymore. Except they can get some of your eggs, they get some Davidson eggs, the real Caesar salad can come back.
Any restaurant, we sell to quite a few now that are bringing it back.
Because
it's not just Caesar salad. There's hundreds of recipes made with raw eggs. Lots of desserts have raw eggs in them. Toppings, etc., sauces. And lots of restaurants have started ordering Davidson's eggs to replace the regular egg in the kitchen, because that's the highest risk area in the restaurant, is really that kitchen, because there's so much cross-contamination.
How about
crack an egg without getting it on your fingers.
How about the chickens that, that's what I was talking about. See, you cast asparagus on me for talking about the children, but that's what I was thinking about, the children, they're decorating their eggs, they're playing with the eggs, the eggs get cracked, the salmonella get on their little fingers, they lick their little fingers, and they keel over.
Well, the good news is for Easter, anytime you cook an egg till it's hard, you kill the bacteria as well.
Right.
So you can pasteurize an egg as we do, which then you can use the egg any way that you want. It can be even served raw. It cooks up the same as a regular egg. Or you can hard boil or hard cook an egg, as people call it. And that's what happens with Easter eggs. They're usually hard cooked, so then they're safe. Mm. When the kids are handling, they just need to wash their hands after handling them. But most of the problem is inside the egg, not on the outside.
What about the chickens? Because, I mean, you know, I've sort of become fond of cage-free eggs, and I like chickens to have access to a lap pool and stuff like that if I'm going to eat their eggs. Are your chickens cage-free?
Actually, our chickens are not cage-free.
Yeah.
Our chickens are fed an all-vegetarian diet. They're hormones. There's no hormones, no animal byproducts, or any quality egg, as well as then we pasteurize it to make it.
You just let them out for an hour a day to play basketball or something
well,
like that.
Well, a lot of the cage-free chickens don't even want to go out. Some do, some
yeah.
don't, but depending on the weather out there, I think a lot of humans don't want to go out.
Like
too.
That thing in Northern, right? Where
yeah,
like
you get, another chicken mad at you, and he's going to stick a shiv in your back anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just
you
safer
go.
Off and
you
better off
watch
the
it.
Show. All right, well, listen, this sounds like great news, and certainly we'll all sleep easier through Easter if we get these pasteurized eggs.
We're happy to come on. I really appreciate it. I'd like to tell everybody our website. If they want to know anything else, they can go to www.safeeggs.com, and they can find out more about the safe eggs from Davidson.
Yeah. Might look into Rebecca Lobo as the spokesperson for the product.
Would you like to know where some of these can be found?
Where? I'm dying to know.
Oh, well, the Omni stores, Crosby, Donnellan.
Never heard of them.
Park and Shop,
Never
Big
heard
Y.
Of them. Big Y. We know Big Y.
You know Big Y.
Yeah, right down the road.
Food Master.
Make a hell of a poo-poo platter, too.
And a few others out there.
Well, Greg, good luck here with the eggs.
All right. Thank you
All
very
right.
much.
I think it's going to be a winner.
Okay. Thanks. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. The pasteurized egg, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't the most
no.
fun guest we
No, it's a good thing we don't deal in repeat business here.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Maybe not the most fun guest. He was all right.
He was not,
He was trying to get the information.
I know, that's the thing. You know what? We'll make sure he gets his information out. But, I mean, you know.
I don't think we tell our guests.
Sort of completely dreary, grinding out every little piece of his information. You know?
I know.
Okay, well, that's fine. I enjoy talking to him. But you know what? I was interested in his stuff, but when I would bring up something of my own, it's like,
well,
he didn't even care.
Well,
yeah,
I can sort of understand that.
Yeah.
And
not only that, but I think the chickens should, I don't think the chickens should sit in the cage.
So
I and
right.
I don't buy the thing, oh, the chickens don't want to go outside.
Right.
They don't want to go outside after they've, you know, they're paranoid and frightened and messed up. And then they don't want to go outside, sure.
Turn the chickens into psychos.
Exactly. You take their eggs from psycho chickens. But I do think the pasteurization process is a great idea. And there are many of life's little pleasures. Most especially Caesar salad, the way they used to make it at the Hearthstone, that are gone now because they won't have a raw egg. I'm willing to take the risk of salmonella, but no.
Right. Probably that all that elf cooking. The good elf cooking.
That's what it is.
This big thing hanging over his belt now. Not a good situation.
You know, back to the egg thing for a second. I mean, I actually think it's a pretty good idea to pasteurize eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was intrigued by it. And, you know, you get these things, but, you know, I'm upset. Because we get these things in their press releases from PR people, most of whom are weevils. And there are some of them are nice, but,
yeah.
I mean, most of them are weasels. So we get these things on the thing, and they just,
who's going to call it? This is K.C. Lewis on behalf of the National Pasteurized Eggs. And I was wondering, with Easter right around the corner, if you were planning any stories on egg safety.
Sounds like Bill Curry.
On egg safety from salmonella.
So, I bring up Easter. I wanted to do this. Yeah, okay, so I thought it was a mildly funny idea, too. I mean, my heart wasn't completely pure about this idea, but I thought it was also pretty interesting to talk about this. If I found somebody to get inside the egg and pasteurize it.
Yeah.
And so,
did we ever discuss how they do that?
We forgot. next time we have Greg on.
God.
Lord,
yeah.
But
that would be interesting.
I brought up
that.
Easter. I was going to ask him how they did, but I brought up Easter. And
well, you know, as a matter of fact, it's really not the problems are inside the egg.
I'm not the one who. They brought up Easter. They said Easter.
Right.
Easter right around the corner.
They just wanted to get on the air. They don't care.
They just want to get in the air to promote their product. They don't care about Easter.
The original Easter Bunny died from salmonella. The guy who's the Easter Bunny now, he wasn't the original Easter Bunny. The bunny.
I think they went through a feud, didn't they, before they finally got to this one?
One of them spontaneously burst into flames, and the other one died of salmonella. This is like the third Easter Bunny, basically.
Yeah.
So Easter Bunny is in the job right now. They don't talk about that a lot.
I can see trouble coming.
Yeah. And, there was a rumor that one of them died in Vietnam. That's not true. That was one of the guys from Leave the Beaver. I read that on the internet somewhere. I'm not 100% sure.
One of the guys from Leave it the Beaver died in Vietnam?
Very possible.
I still haven't got over that mixer thing yet.
Anyway, can they stop calling Bobby? Does Bobby have a winner?
I have no idea. Yeah. I can't see Bobby. It's like he disappears.
All right. I wasn't kidding about the thing about Lieberman. I mean, I really went back and checked, and he contributed a blurb for this book where he basically says that, because we have too many freedoms here, Hezbollah is in among us. It could be in your condo complex in Torrington. There could be three or four Hezbollah families in there. It's like on 24, you don't know who you can trust anymore. Anyway, we'd like to thank everybody who helped out with today's show, especially our producer, Mr. Bobby Schroeder.
Eastbound 84 remains stop and go from 6th Avenue, exit 46.